Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM, playing the most hits from the 90s to now, and we have her in once a month, but I think this is a perfect time of year to bring Sunita Sitar, our numerologist, in, because everybody's talking about the new year.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe different resolutions or whatever that they have planned, and so she's in our studio today, Sunita Sitar.
Hi, Sunita. Happy 2011.
Same to you. Thank you for having me back.
Can't believe it's here already.
I know.
So that's what we bring you here for. I mean, this is one of our favorites when you come in at the 1st of January, because you get to tell people what they can look forward to in 2011.
Right. Because everybody goes into a special, their own new year, new numerology cycle, and you go into 9 one-year cycles, and it's always good to know that you're going to go into a new one in January, and you always go into it in January.
So there's only 9 different cycles of your life, and when you're in your 9-year, then you go back to your 1-year.
Exactly.
And each year has a different thing.
Vibration. There you go. Look at her.
I know.
She's getting good. It's been a couple years since we've had you.
Yeah, you've only been here for 2 years.
We've already gone through a couple of these cycles,
all
of us together.
Yes, and we started with you in a 9-year, Drew.
I know.
And you quit smoking.
I did.
You are my star student.
I know.
So this is like year 2 for me. What does that mean?
So.
I was supposed to get rich last year. That didn't seem to happen. So I'm waiting. I think this is the year.
No. In year 1, you're supposed to plant the seeds. 2 year, it's going to be romantic.
Oh. Okay. I was planting a lot of seeds last year.
That's right.
They just didn't seem to grow. So this year, I could feel it.
Yeah. This sounds somewhat dirty, but
it does.
We'll just keep moving on.
No, it didn't mean to me. It wasn't until Casey took it there.
You know where her mind is.
Apparently, I do now.
I can't believe you just said that.
I know. So he's in a 2-year, and he's going to have a romantic year. Am I in my 8-year? Did you figure mine out?
Yes, you and I are
in an
8-year. Yes.
Which means money.
Money. Now, the other part of that, Casey, is that you do end up squandering, so we're going to have to be careful.
Okay. I'm glad you told me that.
Yes, because it's both the things.
Oh.
Yeah, it's both. I mean, either making a ton of money or losing it. Well, not a ton of money. You don't want to lose.
Okay.
No.
You girls, just give me your checkbooks. I'll make for the rest of the year, and I'll make sure you guys don't lose any.
That's a good idea. Yes.
Well, we're going to take as many calls as we can today at 460-9899 to visit with Sunita. And if you don't get through with her on the air, you've got your website, sunitasitara.com.
Yes.
She also has a Facebook page. She's one of my friends, so if you're not able to spell her name, you can go to Casey Summers and you find her there.
Yes, and I do have Sunita's Feng Shui on Facebook, and you can ask me a ton of questions.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that sounds good. Well, let's start out with Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great today. How are you?
I am splendid.
We need to know your birthday. We need to know your month and your day.
11/11.
Okay, that's really great. 11, I mean, I'm going to tell you a little bit about you, Jennifer. Hello, how are you doing, by the way?
I'm good, Sunita. Nice to hear from you.
Good. Well, you're born on a master number, but we won't go too much into that, so that's really a great thing. But this year, you are in the same energy as Casey and I. This is your 8-year, and it's your energy and power year. This is the time to harvest whatever you planted in a 1 year. Finances will be strong, but you have to be careful and not overindulge. And you can make great strides forward as far as your career is concerned. And keywords for this year are prosperity and expansion and business activity. Now, I do want you to be a little bit careful when you get into September of this year. I don't want you to start anything new after September.
Okay. Because what's next year? 9?
Because next year will be her 9-year, and if she starts something in September, it really just doesn't have the energy to grow.
Because next year...
Okay. So you mean like don't start like a new career or move to a new home or...
Yes.
Because your 9-year, you're resting, right?
Yeah, next year, you are going to go into a 9-year, and that is the final cycle of your 9-year cycle. So you really want to take naps. I like taking naps.
I think I've started early.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No. This year, you want to work it real hard, girlfriend.
Okay.
Yes.
And you got the best birthday coming up ever, 11/11/11.
I know.
And I was born at 11/11 p.m.
Oh, no.
Oh,
way.
Gosh.
Yeah, I swear. So I'm expecting something magical to happen.
Oh, I think it will.
Yes, stay in touch with me. Send me an email on Sunita Sitara, sunita@sunitasitara.com. I want to stay in touch with you, find out what's going on.
Born at 11/11. That is crazy.
This is crazy. I've got to know more about you, girlie.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T Wireless. We'll take more of your calls next with Sunita Sitara. It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM. 98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey playing the most hits from the 90s to now. We've got a special guest in studio with us today, Sunita Sitara. We love it when she comes and visits us.
Thank you.
And this time of year, perfect time because you can help people out.
Yes.
Everyone goes through the 9-year cycle, which we talk about whenever you come in.
Yes.
So people want to know what 2011 holds in store for them. This is the perfect opportunity.
Right. And also, let me tell you a little bit real quickly. Mm-hmm. For the universe, for the planet, this is going to be a very organized year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to make money in the stock market.
We could use an organized year for the entire planet, couldn't we? Let's just all come together for one year.
That's right, just for one year.
Mass chaos in 2012
is
fine.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it will be mass chaos because it'll be five. It'll be a 5-year. But yeah.
I mean, you're scaring me now.
No.
Enjoy 2011.
Yes. It'll be an organization year. Yes.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for holding. Say hello to Sunita.
Hey.
Hi there, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
No, your birthday is March 15th. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay, so Laura, you are in sync with 2011 because you are going to go into a 4-year, and like the rest of the planet, we want you to be organized, and it's a building year. It is time for the nose to the grindstone because you're going to have to get things organized. Work out the tiny details and make sure that you get your paperwork organized and filed and don't get stuck in a rut. And you need to get your finances in order this year for sure.
Does that sound good? Finances in order. Yeah. Sounds like fun, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is work, but it'll pay off if you get everything organized this year.
Okay. Sound good, Laura? Happy New Year. Yeah. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I don't like those kind of years.
Aww.
I like the rest year and the year that you're going to make money.
The one with the naps. The nap year sounds like my favorite.
And romance year, the Drew's in. Those are the fun years.
Yeah. Well, but you need the organization year.
So you can have fun years.
Exactly.
I know, you're exactly right.
Yes.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Say hi to Sunita.
Hi, Sunita.
Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
So your birthday is October 4th.
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay,
yes.
So Nancy, I'm so glad whenever a person who goes into a 9-year, when they call me, I'm so happy to hear that you are going to be in a 9-year. It is time to weed the garden of your life. You need to get rid of things that are not working in your life. If relationships are not working, get them out of your life and don't start anything new. This is the winter of your cycle. Wait until 1 year to start something new. And it would be really good to clean out all of your closets and... Again, do the filing and everything, but get rid of things that don't work. And yes, take naps.
Oh,
get your rest this year.
I need naps.
your rest.
It sounds like you're going to need it because you're going to do a lot of gardening and you're going to have to get rid of some stuff.
I guess.
So after all that, you take a nap.
You take a nap. That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy. 460-9899, *989. We have time for maybe one or two more calls. And keep in mind, if we don't get you on the air today, sunitasitara.com. You can send her an email. And if you say that you heard her on the show, she'll do your reading for free today.
Yes, I will, definitely.
It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM. 98.9 KISS FM. Drew and Casey playing the most hits from the 90s to now. Sunita Sitara is in studio with us today. And we're going to kind of wrap it up. We've got time for a couple more calls today. She's talking about 2011, and she's doing your numerology to find out what year, what cycle... vibrations
you're going to go into. That's right, for this year, for the whole year, for the 12 months.
And get ready, you got a whole year of it. So
exactly.
Amber, hello.
Hi.
Your birthday is June 15th?
May 15th.
Oh, May 15th. I'm going to put you back on hold. Can you figure her out that quick?
Yeah, I can figure it out. So
we had you down as June.
Yes, we had you down as June, but that's not a problem. So did you say your name was Amber?
Yes.
Amber, you are going to go into a 6-year energy. Are you married or engaged or anything like that?
I am married.
Okay, so this is going to be a really great year as far as your marriage is concerned. Home and hearth will be very important to you. You will have to make some adjustments, and you may end up having to take care of either an aging parent or a child who moves back home. There will be responsibilities. I know I'm making it sound like a lot of work is coming your way, but... as far as marriage is concerned, either a 6-year strengthens a marriage or it kind of starts making it, you start seeing the faults of the other person. So how are you guys doing?
We're good. We've been married for about a year and a half now, so everything's still really great.
Okay, cool. So just work on it.
Good. That's perfect.
Because whenever people go, I've been married 7 years, I'm like, oh, my God. 7 years. So you really, there really is such a thing as a 7-year itch, you know. So the 6-year, there are responsibilities coming. If already in a relationship, pay real close attention to your loved ones. And this is a good year to strengthen that marriage. So good luck.
Thank you for calling, Amber. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Well, if you didn't get through, once again, SunitaSitara.com. Yes. She's on Facebook. She's on our website. So thank you. It was good to see you.
It was great to see you both. Happy New Year to both of you.
Oh,
thank you.
We'll
you
see too. You again in a month or so. Yes. We love when you come in.
I love it when I come in.
If only we all were in our nap year, we could all just lay down and have a little nap right now.
We should have little cots right here.
That would be the worst show year ever.
It would be.
Because we're all sleepy.
We would be sleepy, that's true.
No, it would be pretty bad, you're right.
We all want to have Drew's year.
I know, we do the romance.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
You wish.
We want to talk to Jenny.
Yeah, what, 4 or 5 more years you guys have to go till that.
We do.
That's true.
It's true, Casey, on Kiss FM.